Okay, we are on the two dots on Yud Aleph and Mabeis. Today's daf is Brachos Daf Yud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky by the Orlinsky family. We thank them for the sponsorship. Yud Aleph Amid Beis. We continue now Tznan Hasam. We just finished the sugya of Birchas HaTorah, and now we continue with a related discussion. Tznan Hasam Amar Lahem. How did we get into Birchas HaTorah? We got into Birchas HaTorah because the Mishnah mentioned on the bottom of Yud Aleph and Aleph the Birchas Kriya Shema. Berachas before the morning and at night, and one of the berachas of Kriyashma was Ava Rabba, which, as a secondary purpose, can serve as Birchas HaTorah. So, related to that, we continue with another discussion where Ava Rabba comes up. Tznan Hasam says the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Tamid, Amar Lehem HaMamuneh. The Mamuneh says to them, if you remember, Maseches Tamid is all about the Avoda of the Karban Tamid in the morning. That's the entire Masechta. Starts with during the night, and it ends with the finishing, the completion of the Avoda Satamid every morning. So towards the end, the Mishnah says, Tanan Hasam, Arm Lehem HaMamuneh, the appointed one says to the Kohanim, who are being Osek in the Avoda. Rashi says, the Skan HaKohanim, Birchu Bracha Achas. They're in the middle of the Avoda, and they run to the Lishka to say some of davening. They're not going to daven all of davening because they're in the middle of the avoda, but they run to say some of davening. So the Mamuna says to them, make one bracha. Birchu bracha achas. They barchu, and they make that bracha. What is that bracha? That we'll have to see. The Karu Aseres HaDibros, and they read the Aseres HaDibros, which the Rambam says there in Tamid is Iker Hadas Vereshiso. Because it's the Iker Adas, the basic tenet of our faith, as we'll talk about by the Shem soon. Shema v'hayim shema v'yomer. They say that three parshas of Kriya Shema. Or Baruch Hu Asa'am Gimel Brachos. And then they make three brachos. They give the Am three brachos. Again, we'll see what that, which three brachos. Emes v'yatziv v'avoda u'berchas kohanim. All of these brachos. All of these sections of davening. U'b'Shabbos Mosif and Bracha Achaz L'Mishmar Yotzei. And on Shabbos, which was the day of the switching of the Mishmaros, the new Mishmar was coming in to serve the following week, and the old Mishmar was going out. A new Bracha, the Mishmar that is leaving, gives to the Mishmar that is coming in. As Gemara will mention, what exactly that Bracha is also. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning. My Bracha Achaz. First line said that the Mamuneh tells them to say one Bracha. Which Bracha do they say? Soki hadar Rabbi Abba v'Rabbi Yosi bar Abba. Iklu lahu asra. These great rabbis went to visit a certain place. Bo'aminayu my bracha achas. They went and asked them, what is the bracha? What is the one bracha that they said? Lo havi biyadayhu. They did not know. Vasa sheiluhu l'Rav Masna. Lo havi biyadayhu. He didn't know. It's a tough question. Which bracha are we talking about here? Asu sheiluhu l'Rav Yehuda. Amar lahu hachi amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. Sometimes we have Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Sometimes we have Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Ava Rabba. That's the bracha they said. Ava Rabba. The Amar Bizrika, Amar Biyami, Amar Bishimim Lakish, Yotzer Or. Rav Yami, in the name of Reish Lakish, says, no, Yotzer Or, the first. Machlokes, was it the first or the second bracha that was normally said before Kriya Shema? Kiyasa Rav Yisla bar Yosef, Amar, when Rav Yisla bar Yosef came, he said, Had Rabbi Zrika, that which Rabbi Zrika said in the name of Reish Lakish, that the bracha that they said is Yotzer Or, Lav Beferish Itmar, Ela Mechala Itmar. Reish Lakish never gave a shiur on this, and said, this is the bracha that you say. It was from an implicit line of a different statement that Reish Lakish made. Which statement? Damar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish. This is what he quoted Reish Lakish saying, Zos Omeres, Brachos ein ma'akvos zu ezu. The brachos are not ma'akev each other. What does that mean? So pashis ma'akev each other means that you could be yotze one without being yotze the other. Let's finish, and then maybe we'll make another comment about this. But pashis is you can be yotze one without being, even if you only say one, you're yotze without saying the other one. So that's the statement that he said, relating to this Mishnah in Maseches Tamid. So what does that mean? How did he get that diuk from the Mishnah? So, I amit vishlama yotzer or havi, if you say the bracha that they said. The one bracha that they said was yotzer or havi amri, they used to say, hainu de brachos ein ma'akvo zuazu. That's when you could prove it. Because at this very early moment, they said yotzer or, and then they didn't say ava rabba. So you see, you only said one bracha, they're not mocking each other, because you should say ava rabba, you don't. And therefore, you only say one, but you still yotze. So it must be that brachos are not mocking each other. In makvazu, brachos are not mocking each other, to lo ka'amri, ava rabba, because they didn't say ava rabba. Ela I amrit ava rabba avi amri. But if we say the other way, that the bracha that they said was ava rabba, then you wouldn't have such a diak. Why? My brachos ain ma'akiv azu azu. What does it mean that the brachos are ma'akiv each other? Dilma hai delo amri yotzer ar. Maybe the reason they didn't say yotzer ar was for a different reason. Bishop delo mata zman yotzer ar. Because it wasn't the morning yet. Right? It was still very, very early. So it wasn't appropriate to say yotzer ar yet. V'chi mata zman yotzer ar havi amri. And then they would say yotzer ar later. If you say that they could say two brachos, and we're talking about the brachos now, we're not talking about Shema. If you say you could say both brachos and you only say one, so then that's a diyuk that brachos are ma'akiv each other. You could say both, you leave one out because you're in a rush, you're doing the avoda, that's a raya that brachos are ma'akiv each other. But if you say that there's a reason why you can't say one of the brachos, then maybe you're going to say that on the bracha later. So there wouldn't be a raya that brachos are ma'akiv azu azu. So that's the implicit Raya from Reish Lakish that he holds that the bracha that you say is Yotzer Ar. That's the potential Raya. Says the Gemara, so why is this such a implicit, we're emphasizing that, oh, it's not such a, he didn't say it explicitly, it's implicit. How else would you have interpreted it? It sounds pretty strong. It sounds like a very good Raya, even though it's implicit. How else would you have interpreted? So the Gemara says, if it's only implicit, how else would you have understood the statement? Maybe it is true that Avaraba is the one that said. There's no Raya. If Avaraba is the one that said, maybe they're going to say Yotzer Ar later. So there's no Raya that Brachos and Amak give each other, because they're going to say Yotzer Ar. So Gemara says, V'chimotas ma Yotzer Avi Amri. You're right, they will say it. Umay brachos ein ma'akiv azu azu, but maybe we misunderstood what Reish Lakish meant. When Reish Lakish said brachos not ma'akiv each other, he did not mean that bichlal the bracha is not ma'akiv each other, but what he meant was seder brachos. The order of the brachos are not ma'akiv each other. Meaning, you're for sure saying avarabba now, you'll say yotzer ar later, but you see there's no significance li'ikuva to say yotzer ar before avarabba. So lamaisa, we do not have a specific raya, foolproof raya, what Reish Lakish said. Either way, the Gemara has no nafkamina lemaisa bismanaseh, whether which bracha they said earlier. Good. Two ha'aris. Number one is specifically on this last line of the Gemara. The Kesef Mishnah notes or asks, what's the suggestion of at least one opinion? We would say ahavarabba. But don't we need Avarabba preceded by another bracha, since Avarabba is a bracha smucha l'chaverta? The rule usually is that every bracha has to start off with a bracha to Hashem. We're going to have this a lot later in the Masechta. But we're going to talk about the fourth bracha benching. Tosfos in the seventh parak talks about the fourth bracha benching. Why it starts with bracha to Hashem is Rabbanan. But the rule usually is that a bracha, in a set of brachos, there might be a difference, but in a bracha, you have to start off with bracha to Hashem. And if not, the only reason not is because it's piggybacking on the previous bracha. Shmon Esrei, the first bracha starts off with bracha to Hashem. All the other brachas do not. Why? Because they're bracha smucha l'chaverta. And that's why it's bracha smucha l'chaverta, many examples of this, you do not have to start off with bracha to Hashem. So ask the Kesef Mishnah, in Ilchus Kriyishma, in Perak Aleph Halacha Ches. Why don't I understand this line of the Gemara? Ava Rabba, you might say separately, but then you have to change the nusach. Ava Rabba is only starts off with Ava Rabba because you start the previous bracha, Baruch Hashem El Kedem El Chalei Butzer, or Baruch Hoshech, Baruch Hashem Yotzer Ba Oros, Ava Rabba. But if you would only see Ava Rabba, wouldn't you have to change the nusach? That's the question of the Kesef Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah answers, and this is said by a number of Rishonim, a fascinating answer, because most of the time, this bracha, in its normal spot, is a bracha hasmucha l'chavrata. So even though in this specific circumstance, it's not smucha l'chavrata, it's okay. Because inherently, it is a bracha hasmucha l'chavrata. That is the Kesef Mishnah. The Tzitz Eliezer expands on this in a tshuva. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Vav Simen Beis says, he quotes this idea of the Kesef Mishnah. And then he says, I don't see it. It's magic. Right now, there's no bracha to Hashem. So if there's no bracha to Hashem, I can say, oh, because normally, but here it's not. Right, Kiilu Yeshbo Kishal Atma Gamke Chemo Malchus Achidak Sheves Lakazos Gamkishgoyas Bivriatma. Hakshagar Bivriatma Harizakilu Dileg Malchus Mi Brachash Yeshbashema Malchus. So Venir Lahazbir Kavaras Kesset Mishnah, so what you must say, Demikivan Deme Rosh Niskinu Brachos Il Lamar and Smuchal Kabrusayan, because originally they were Masukan that way, Ubishab Kachniskul Armor and Belip Sikha Shema Malchus, they were originally enacted to say without Shem and Malchus, Varuba, the Ruba Namar and Brachos Kelu Kasidran, and 98% of the time they're said with the previous bracha, Imke Nikvu Mitokach Al Shashnios Shem Brachos, Vignon Kvar Bashem Zeb Bashem Atzmi. Similar to what we just said. Chazal enacted them as independent brachos without Shem and Malchus. And it's a bracha even without Shem and Malchus. Even though it's normally connected with one, but they have significance to stand on their own. This is a big lumdish question. The concept of smucha l'chavrata. Is it really using the previous one? Is it that, no, it's close enough, but it's not as if you're saying it. So this is a similar, a big discussion with Beshem. We'll have to go back to later in the Masechta. Where else does this come up? Comes up by Tfilas HaDerech. The post can say, "I tefillah saderech." First of all, some machlokas. Is that a tefillah or is that a bracha? That is a discussion. We're going to have it later on daf lamed. Tefillah saderech is daf lamed coming up in Maseches Brachas. But according to the opinions that it's a bracha, so if it's a bracha, where's the smucha l'chavrata? So the Maharami Rutenberg quoted in Shulchan Aruch says, "Oh, you should make a smucha l'chavrata. Have a bray prayer eitz. Have a bray prayer eitz and say, you know, and then say here is a mafadacha in your car." So that is the that's Army Rutenberg. Other it's interesting, on the side of the Gemara, side of the Shulchan Aruch, Chassam Sofer quotes from his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, and they bring it. But he says that how is a bray praise going to work? You're going to take a bite out of the apple in between. That's what makes a smuchal chavrata. Bray praise, you're going to eat the apple, and then so how does that smuchal chavrata? See, he quotes that his Rebbe said a birchas hareach. Because he said, Brave Day Besame, he took a smell and then said, Yiratzar. Because he didn't think smelling was a hefsik. Eating or drinking was a hefsik. But smelling was not a hefsik. And therefore, he used to make a brachas areach. The minhag olam is, most of us, you know, don't worry about it. We don't make any bracha beforehand. Why? So the achronim explained. Because shomea tefila is usually smucha l'chavrata. Exactly what the Kesef Mishnah here says about Ava Rabba. This inherently Shema Tefila is usually Shema Esrei. You're right, it's a different kind of Shema Tefila, but it's the same word as Baruch Hashem Shema Tefila, because that's usually in the context of Shmona Esrei, in the context of a Smucha L'chavrata, so therefore it is good enough. Good. That is one discussion. The other issue to bring up is, just we mentioned this many times, but just to mention it again, the Gaos of Dafyomi, always chazering important issues. Ein Ma'akev Zezeh. Rav Soloveitchik points out that there are two types of Ein Ma'akvin Zedzeh. For example, when we say Tfilin, Ein Ma'akvin Zedzeh, the Mishnah says in the Perakat Chelas, in Meseches Melachos, Tfilin Shal Rosh is not Ma'akiv Shal Yad, and vice versa. What does that mean? That they're each independent mitzvos. That if I only have a Shal Rosh, I could just put on my Shal Rosh and be Yotzei. If I only have a Shal Yad, if somebody has a cast on their arm all the way up to their shoulder, there's no even stump to put their Tfilin on. So they only put on the Shal Rosh. That's it. They're not ma'akiv each other. It means independent mitzvos. But let's say you look at tzitzis. The Mishnah also says that tchelis is not ma'akiv the lavan, and lavan is not ma'akiv the tchelis. But they're only counted as one mitzvah. Their ma'akiv says that does not mean that they're separate mitzvos. Right? That does not mean that. So what does it mean there? So there it means that there's an ikur ma'akiv part of the mitzvah, and there is a non-ma'akiv li'ikuva part of the mitzvah. Lavan and Tcheles are not ma'akiv each other. That means that if I only have Lavan, I don't have the Tcheles, I can be Yotze the mitzvah. But not that it's two separate mitzvos. Similarly, he quotes the Mishnah Yevamos. Mishnah Yevamos tells us that only certain parts of the Chalitza process are ma'akiv. The Rakika can be ma'akiv. The Kriyasa Me'ein Yevami, right, Beis Chalutz HaNo'al, that's not ma'akiv. What does it mean it's not ma'akiv? Is it a separate mitzvah? No. It's that it's a secondary part of the process, and therefore it's not ma'akev. So whenever you have ein ma'akvin zezeh, you always have to mention those two pshatim. What does it mean, ein ma'akvin zezeh? Here it means part one, that there are two, type one, there are two separate units, and they're not ma'akev each other. Actually, you don't have to say that, but that's the pashtus. Okay, two dots. We continue on daf yud beis. V'korin aseres adibros, shma v'ayim shemoa. So this is what the Kohanim said when they ran in and they davened in the middle of their avoda. Amar Yehuda Meshmuel, famous couple of lines. Amar Yehuda Meshmuel, it came up last Shabbos when everybody stood up for Aseret HaDibros. That's when many a shul probably had discussions of this Gemara. Af Bigvulin Bikshu Likros Kain. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, even Bigvulin, they were deciding and thinking about enacting to say Aseret HaDibros every single day in shul. But what happened? El Shakfar Bitzlum Ibn Taromes Haminim. But Chazal said, not a good idea, because of Taromes Haminim. If we focus too much on Aseret HaDibros, people are going to think and focus that that is the only part of Torah that one has to do, and therefore, we don't want to give it too much significance. And therefore, we do not, Chazal did not enact it in shul. Tani Nami Hachi, Rabbi Nelson Omer, Bigvul and Bichu Likros Kain, also outside, they were thinking about doing it. El Shakfar Bitlum Ibnei Taromes Haminim. Tani Nami Hachi, I'm sorry, I just read that. Rabbi Rachada Savar Lemikvinu Besura, Amale Rav Chisda, Kfar Bitlum Ibnei Taromes Haminim. Amemer Savar Lemikvinu, Benahardo, in each place, Amar Vashi, Kfar Bitlum Ibnei Taromes Haminim. So this is a big discussion of focusing too much on the Aseret HaDibros. First of all, who are the Minim? What does it mean, Taromes HaMinim? So usually we translate Minim as heretics. Look at Rashi here. Rashi says, Minim are, well, look at the first Rashi, but Taromes HaMinim, Shelo Yomru La'ame Ha'aretz, Ein Shar Torah Emes. So they don't tell the Ame Ha'aretz that the rest of the Torah is not true. Who's the they? They shouldn't say, oh, look, you only have to do Aseret HaDibros. Who's the they? Look at Rashi, HaMinim, Akum. Akum, the non-Jews. Okay, the non-Jews are going to say, "Oh, look, you're going to say you see Aseret HaDibros." So this is a censored Rashi. If you look in the older versions of the Gemara, if you look in the Bar-Ilan, which has the Bar-Ilan, which has the Gemara, you look at other Gemaras that quote the earlier versions. It says here Talmidei Yeshu. That's what it says in Rashi. Was censored out. What does Akum do with it? The non-Jews are going to convince the other Jews to only focus on Aseret HaDibros. Talmidei Yeshu. That's what Rashi, the original versions of Rashi said. And that's who, that the heretics, the Jews who went off are going to convince the other Jews to only, to try to get them not to follow the Torah, to only believe in the Aseret HaDibros, and therefore, that's the Rashi that fits into the Gemara. Huge discussion here is the Tshuvas HaRambam. Tshuvas HaRambam has been Memdalid. That's the start of it all. Hopefully we'll have a Daf Yinch here. It's been busy, but hopefully we'll have some this week, one or two. Aseret HaDibros, the Tshuvas HaRambam writes that it is a terrible minog. It is heresy to stand up for the Aseret HaDibros in shul. You can stand up for the Aseret HaDibros and not stand up for the rest of laning. So if you stand up for the whole laning, okay, fine. But if many thousands of Jews only stand up for the Aseret HaDibros, terrible! Taromes Haminim! The Rambam has a long, lengthy tshuva about related to that. And that is what Rav Avadia Paskin is like in a tshuva and another Sephardic poskim. You can't stand up just for, you can stand up for everything or stand up for nothing. That is that's the tshuva of the Rambam. Many defenses, though, are used to explain the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Are there minim today? Rav Asher Weitz writes in one place, there might not be minim bizman hazeh. Or Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, well, we stand up for other things too. It's not just the Aseret HaDibros. We stand up for Az Yashir, we stand up for Chazak. Others say maybe you stand up for the entire Aliyah. So you're standing up for the Rav, who usually gets the Aliyah. And there's Lundus also, that maybe the Aseret HaDibros does have some significance. Either way, there are many defenses given for this minhag. Just one interesting story. I gave a shiur on this about 6 months ago. I was on my way to a yeshiva to give a shiur on this topic. And I started to divorce. I was in a taxi. The taxi was an Israeli who was a very traditional taxi driver. I was just talking, schmoozing with him. And all of a sudden, he's talking to me how he's traditional and his brother was just Chozer B'tshuva. And he's totally, but he says, I'm great. He says, I'm very dati. He says, Ani over lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo taneh, ani lo, ani yudik chazak. Yimavich is saying, I keep the Aseret HaDibros. So on the way, I didn't tell him what I was giving shiur on. But he said, that's what he said. I said, this is haraya. We put it on the aron. We put it on the parochas. We have to realize, Taromes Haminim. I'm not saying against that minhag. But there is this idea. They don't mean it today, but there are taxi drivers out there today that might focus on the Aseret HaDibros. Okay, we continue. True story. Says the Gemara Tudatz, U b'Shabbos mosifin bracha achas l'mishmar yotzei. On Shabbos, the mishmar, there's one extra bracha. The mishmar that is going in, as going out, gives a bracha to the mishmar that's going in. My bracha achas, Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention. So there is a minhag to say aseres hadibros biyachid. But tzibur, that's where we were mevatel it. But some say it biyachid. In the back of some sedurim, at the end of shacharis, it's there. But generally not. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Siman Aleph, that's one, if one would want to say it, only biyachid and not betzibur. My bracha achas. So what is the bracha that the Mishmar says? Amar bichelbo, Mishmar hayotzi, Omer lemishmar haniknas. The one leaving says, Misha shachar eshmo b'vayis hazeh, the one who rests his name in this house, meaning Hashem, who yashkin beinechem av avyachva v'shalom v'reis. They give a bracha that there should be shalom amongst the Kohanim working in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, we know from other Gemaras that sometimes there were fights that broke out amongst the Kohanim, right? Two Kohanim running up the ramp to do the Avodah, and then one of them, you know, pushed the other one off the ramp and broke his leg. And even worse, some Gemaras talk about. So they need a bracha of shalom. So that's what a Mishmar HaYotzei goes and gives a bracha. You should do the Avodah and everybody should be b'shalom. Okay. Makam Shamu Laharich V'chulu. The Mishnah said that in a place where the bracha before and after Kriyas Shema, the bracha where they say to be Marich Yalabi Makatzer, or vice versa, Aruch Ed Kitzara, we discuss, what does that mean? Machlokas Rishonim. Does that mean literally short versus long? Or does that mean start and ending with Bracha to Hashem? So we said, you're not allowed to switch. So related to that, Pshita, mistakes in brachas. Pshita hecha to kanaket kisa to chamer biyadeh. V'kasava de shichrahu. What if I have a cup of wine in my hand, and I think that it's beer? I think I have a cup of beer, or somebody gave me a drink. I think it's beer, but it's really wine. U'pasachu b'varach adai to the shichra, and I, as I say, barach ata Hashem alokeinu malach olam, I'm thinking that it's beer, and I'm going to end off, shakol ni'ebed varo. V'siya, but then I look down right after I say melach ha'olam, after I say the ikar part of the bracha. So I continue, and I say, v'siyem, actually, either way, right, even before melech olam, I just said shem Hashem. That's what Rashi says here. Rashi says, I say, I think it's shakol, v'kivet shehigia lamelech olam, niskar shehu yayin. Right, when I get up to melech olam, I remember it's why, v'siyem b'dechamra, yotzad, I finished bright prayer gafen, that's fine, why? What's the worst that could have happened? D'inami i'amar shakol ni'ebid v'ra yotzad. If I would have ended up with shakol, it also would have been yotzay. If you make a shahakol on wine, b'tiyeved, you're also yotzei. Dihatnan al kulam imamar shahakol ni'ebid varo yatza. Because we're going to learn later on in the Mishnah on Daf Mem that if you say shahakol on anything, it works. So there, that's not the problem. What about the other way, though? Elahecha dekarnak et kisa deshikra biyadeh. If I have a cup of beer in my hand, v'kasavar dechamrehu, and I think it's wine. It's Shabbos morning. Somebody gives me a cup, and I think it's wine. And really, it's chamar medina. Really, it's beer. Upasach ubarach adat etzachamar. And I'm thinking, barach adat Hashem. I'm thinking it's wine. So when I say the ikar part of the bracha, I say shem Hashem. I'm thinking to say wine. V'siyim b'teshechra. Then I realize it's a beer, and I switch it. I end up saying shahakol. My. Am I yotzei? Basar ikar bracha azlinan. Do I go after the ikar bracha, which is bracha Hashem? And therefore, even though I said the right thing, lamaisa, I was not yotzei, because that, you go by what you were thinking. Oh, basar chasima azlinan, you go by after the chasima. As long as you end it properly, so then it would be okay. Right, the shiloh is also asked by the achrona by Sfira Saomer. If when I say the bracha, I'm thinking the wrong number. And then later on, I hear everybody say the right number, so also is that, also a similar question. But here we're going to focus on this one. If I made the wrong bracha, so tashma, let's see what the Gemara says. Shachris, first we go to Brisa. Shachris, pasach v'yotzer or, v'siyem b'mariv aravim. In the morning, if I start off with yotzer or, like I'm supposed to, and I ended up mariv aravim lo yatza, because you ended wrong. Pasach v'mariv aravim v'siyem b'yotzer or yatza. Sounds like the chasim is the ikar. Arvis, at night, pasach v'mariv aravim v'siyem b'yotzer or, lo yatza. Pasach v'yotzer or v'siyem b'mariv aravim, yatza. Kol shel davar hakol holik achar hachisum? Question mark. So you see from there, Pashas, that the ending, how you end the bracha is the ikar. So in our case, l'chora, it would be fine. Because you ended with the right bracha, it's okay. If you would compare, if we're comparing birchas hanehenen, by the way, this is the first time I think of this masechta, birchas hanehenen comes up. The main sugya of birchas hanehenen is the beginning of the sixth parak. We're going to talk a little bit about it today. But it's the first time bracha mitzvah drabanan to say brachas before we eat. So comparing birchas hanehenen to birchas kriyashma. So the Gemara answers no. Shani hasam dekaamar bark yotzer amoros. Over there, we cannot compare the cases because in the case of birchas kriyashma, you have another bracha d'Hashem at the end of the bracha. How can you compare that to a case where you say birchas hanehenen, where you just say a Shahakol or Breper Eitz at the end, but you know why it works by the Chasima? You know why those Chasimas are important and significant? Because you ended up with Baruch Hashem. That's what those Chasimas, you can't compare them. So Gemara says, Ha nicha l'rav da'amar kol bracha she'ein ba haskaras Hashem ein bracha shapir. If you, according to Rav, who says that if you don't mention, you don't have, if you don't mention Shem Hashem in a bracha, so then that works, because then we can say the end of this bracha is significant. Baruch Ad Hashem Yisrael Ma'oros. That's a significant bracha. El Rabbi Yochanan to Amar. Because Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Kol bracha she'ein ba malchus ein a bracha, because Rabbi Yochanan, that the ikar significant type of bracha is with malchus, melech ha'olam, sebaikel ha'meimar, so then you're back to the question, because even though you say Baruch Hashem Yotzer Ma'oros, that's not such a significant bracha according to Rabbi Yochanan. So that shouldn't make a difference. So we're back to the original raya. Isn't it a raya that you go after the chisum? So Gemara says, no, again, it's no raya. Ela kivan to amar rabba bar ula, kedi lahaski midas yom balaylo midas layla bayom, ki kamar bracha umalchus meikara atravayu ka amar. No, because there, as we saw yesterday, there's a takana, part of the takana of Birchas Kriya Shema to mention day by night and night by day. That's what your yotze there, because you mention both of them. It doesn't matter. It's more flexibility by Birchas Kriya Shema, because you're supposed to mention day by night and night by day. Masha'en kein by Birchas Hananin, if you have Kavana the wrong one, do you have Kavana the wrong one? And therefore, even if you have the wrong Kavana earlier, Birchas Kriya Shema, we're more flexible, because the takana anyway is to say the other one at different times. Good. Just one little ha'ara, and then a larger one. In Shmona Esrei, where do we have Malchus? According to Rabbi Yochanan, what's Shmona Esrei? Where's Shmona Esrei? Do we have Malchus? Any bracha without Malchus is not a bracha. So we don't have Malchus. We don't say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam in Shmona Esrei. So Tosfos says later on in Daf Mem, where Rabbi Yochanan comes up, Elokei Avraham is Malchus. That counts as Malchus. Elokei Avraham, I become Malchus, the Avraham Avinu, Himlich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Kol HaOlam, Shodiya Malchuso. That's an important Tosfos. Mem on Mabez later on, that okay, Abraham in Shmona Esrei counts as Malchus. Good. Tosfos here discusses the end. We'll do the end of Tosfos before we do the beginning of Tosfos. The end of Tosfos Lo. Tosfos Lo is a very important Tosfos. The end of Tosfos Lo discusses what's the whole question of the Gemara that of brachos. Did you have the right kavana, not kavana? We paskin as Tosfos mitzvah in srichas kavana. So what's the whole focus? What's the whole question? Vavada mitzvah in srichas kavana. That's the question of the Reb Yaakov Michinon. Answers Tosfos, V'hoya Omer Hari, Dehainu b'shomea tefila achorei beis ha-knesses v'lonis kavin lotzis. Aval hecha did es kavin l'varech ala yayim nimsa sheikha lo mahani. Tosfos says, Mitzvah zayin siuchas kavana is only if there's neutral, no kavana. But if you have anti-kavana, if you have the wrong kavana, so then it is ma'akev. So here, if you have the wrong bracha, if you have no kavana, if you make a bracha without having kavana, okay, it's not as bad as having the wrong kavana. That's Tosfos' answer. Rabbeinu Yonah has a different answer here. Beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah. On Daf Vav, in Daf Arif. Rabbeinu Yonah says, mitzvah and srichas kavana does not apply by a mitzvah that is dibur, or that is a bracha. Mitzvah and srichas kavana, if you did a ma'isa mitzvah, so then objectively you can say you did the mitzvah even though you didn't have proper kavana. You did a ma'isa mitzvah if I shook a lulav without kavana. But if the whole bracha is a dibur, there's no ma'isa, so then everybody agrees mitzvah srichas kavana. That is the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah. Hani mili bedavar sheish bo ma'isa. Sha ma'isa hu b'makam kavana. Interesting line. The ma'isa is b'makam kavana. There's something to latch onto to say you did the mitzvah. Kigon netilas lulav. Damrina mi da'agbe nafik be v'chein kol kayotze bozeh. Avol b'mitzvah shetluya ba'amira bilvad vaday tzricha kavana. Shaha amira hi belev. Ukshe'enu mechavein ba'amira ve'enu osa maisa nimsa kemishalo asa shum davar mea mitzvahs. You did nothing. You did nothing. If all it is an amira and you didn't have kavana. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. The Bach right here on Rabbeinu Yonah. The Bach on Rabbeinu Yonah in the back says, I have a kash on Rabbeinu Yonah. The beginning of the second parak, the Gemara is going to relate the sugya of mitzvah shrichas kavana or not to Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah shel dibur. Everybody should agree mitzvah shrichas kavana there. Sarachin on Rabbeinu Yonah. So that's the Rabbi Tosas and Rabbeinu Yonah and the Bach's comment on Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Tashma, we try to prove again. Fourth Y line. We still did not get an answer. Tashma, mi seifa. The last line of that brisa that we quoted. Klalo shel davar. Hakol holik akra achisim. It says the rule is you always go after this, the ending. What does that include? Doesn't that include our type of question? You're right. You can't prove it from Birchas Kriyashma, but doesn't that last line include even more? It says the Gemara, no, lo la asuye nahama vitamre. It's including a case of bread and dates. Bread and dates. Hey chidami, what are we talking about? Ilema de achal nahama vikasavar de tamri achal. Is it a case where I'm eating bread and I thought I was eating dates? I'm about to make a brach on something. I'm not focusing so much. I'm eating bread and I thought I was eating dates. Upatach adait de tamri, and I thought I was going to make a brach on dates. I thought I was going to make a ha'etz. And instead, I was going to make a ace, and then I realized it was bread, and I switched to hamotzi. V'siyem b'denama haynabayan. So that's exactly our type of question. So what do you mean, oh, this is only about dates and bread? That's exactly our question. If you have in mind originally a less inclusive bracha, and then you switch to the one that's appropriate. So the Gemara says, no. This is really what it is including. Lo tzricha kagon to achal tamri v'schaver nama achal. I'm eating dates and I thought I was eating bread. Upazak v'denama v'siyim v'detamri. And I started thinking I'm going to say amosi, and then I ended up getting the right bracha of borei priya eitz yatsa. In that case, you'd be yotze. Why? The afilu siyim v'denama nami yatsa. Because even if I would have made hamotzi on the dates, it would be okay. My time, the timri nami mezen zaini. Why? Because the dates also sustain hazanes haolam mezen zaini, and therefore specifically on dates, the Gemara is going to say this later on as well. Hamotzi would be okay, but other than that, we are not allowed. We still don't have a raya. It's not similar to the other cases, for example, beer or wine. We don't have a raya. The maskana of the Gemara: there is no answer given. There's no answer given to the question of if you have in mind a wrong bracha and you end with the right bracha, what do you do? So we don't have an answer. So what's the maskana? 2 days in Tosfos. First day in Tosfos. First Tosfos quotes the Rif. As we pointed out already, Tosfos quotes the Rif. We mentioned there are different Bali Tosfos for every Masechta in Shas, but the one on Brachas quotes the Rif a lot. Upir Shavalfis says the Tosfos. The Rif says, Hashta, the first half of the Tosfos we did already. Hashta dlo ifshita ba'ayan, since we didn't answer, azlina lekula, v'yafilu pasach b'chamer, v'siyem b'shichru yatsa, as we would have said. So the Brachas lahakel, and therefore, Lakula. Ah, that answer is not the Chiddush one. The second day of Tosfos is a Chiddush. Vari haya omer lachumra. The Tzarech Lavar Pamacheres. The Ri says, you be machmir. You have to make another bracha. Ask the Achronim, why? So he brachas lachel. What's the Ri talking about? Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger right here in the Gilyon HaShas. The lo shayach achalamai soy brachas lakula. There's no brach soy brachas lakula here. Why? Because you don't say that principle by Birchas Hanehenen. Because Birchas Hanehenen, as we'll see later on Daf Lamed Hey, if you don't make a bracha, you're stealing from Hashem. And therefore, it's a smacks of Gezel. Smacks of Gezel? You don't say Saleh Brachas Lahakel there. You have to be Machmer in that case. By other types of brachas, maybe you'd say Saleh Brachas Lahakel. But when it comes to Birchas Hanehenen, Lo Shaya Kein El Birchas HaMitzvos, Ta Brachas Eina Ma'akvos, Avo Birchas Hanehenen, Asr lechol below bracha, v'lo avikan chash bracha levatala. De'im lo yivarech ye asr lo lishnos. That is the Rabbi Kiva Eger. He quotes the Marsha that says this in another context by Savi Brachas. Anyway, that is a crucial Rabbi Kiva Eger's comment on Tosfos, that you do not say Savi Brachas lahakel when it comes to Birchas Hanehenin, because it's a Safi Gezel. So the Gezel, like the Gemara says later on, Hashem Aretz Meloah Evaras Asan Levnei Adam, Kan Levnei Abracha, Kan Lachar Abracha. And therefore, you don't apply that to Birchas Hanenin. Don't apply it to Birchas Hanenin. Even the Yerushalmi, the Chai Adam quotes this Yerushalmi in Hilchos Brachas, that the Yerushalmi calls the Bracha the Pidyon of the food. It's a very extreme lashon, that it's pod to the food. The pod is like kadosh, like this pidyon meiser sheni. So there's pidyon of the food. So we make a bracha, we're pod to the food, and in that way we're able to eat it. It just gives a whole new way of looking at brachas and how much focus we have to have. If it's like a chshash gezel. The other har, just to continue, and this Tosfos is jam-packed. Hopefully also we'll have a shir on Birchas Hanenin as well. I think we might have had one. But Tosfos continues. If you look at the fourth line of Tosfos, Mi Omer Ha Rebbeinu Chananel. Rebbeinu Chananel does add, Im Ha'yodea B'birur Sheta B'diburo. What if you didn't have the wrong kavana? You just said the wrong things. You had in mind to say the right bracha. Sometimes we just misspoke. So let's wait for your tabi diburo. Sha'ama bre'pri ha'eitz tachas bre'pri ha'gafen. I'm about to drink wine, and I want to say ha'gafen, but instead I said ha'eitz by mistake. De'betok de'dibur, yachol achzerbo. You're allowed to be chozer, but betok de'dibur. That's not a problem. By any brach, if I made a mistake, that's a davar pashut. But what's the example Tosfos gives? Tosfos says, yeah, if you made a mistake, you just messed up with your words. You're about to drink wine, and you meant to say bre'pri ha'eitz, and you meant to say ha'gafen, and then instead you say ha'eitz because your words messed you up. What does it sound like from Tosfos? What if you actually said a bore pre-eitz on wine? Sounds like from Tosfos you would not be yotze. So that's the next one be kveig and gayin hashas. Is that really true? Tamua. What? Wine is not a pre-hagafen? Why isn't wine a pre-hagafen? That's also a very interesting discussion. Am I allowed to say, bidi evet, a bore pre-eitz on wine? Does that work? Tosfos seems to say no. Rabbi Kiva Eger says yes. Ma'ashav he said then. Birch alayan. Bright priest. Lo yatsa. Kachalach is a magen Avram. Vitamuli. To a yayin shame priyalov. To a mavarchin bright priyagafin. Vimkei shabrim mavarch bright priyates. El dohay lo lavar yoser. Shumi gefen. Okay, he should have been more specific. The type of ha'eitz. But he says, emkein lo gara mi birch shahakol. Is ha'eitz worse than shahakol? That's a fascinating question. Right? Shahakol is going to cover. Maybe ha'eitz and shahakol are two different drachim, though. If you're taking the shahakol path, it could work. If you're taking the specific path, you got to say the right specific. And in a chinami, it could be worse than shahakol. And they found this in the Ginez Vardami quote that you would be yotzei, but that is an interesting discussion. Okay, we continue. Brachas is jam-packed. Amar, barachinana, saba, mishpe derab, koshlo, amar, emes v'yatsiv, shachris, if anybody does not say emes v'yatsiv, meaning the continuation, the paragraph after kriyashma, if you don't say that, which talks about kriyas mitzrayim and kriyas yamsiv v'chulu, you're not yosi your chova. Which chova? Which chova? Pashtus, it could mean your chova that you have to do, meaning even kriyashma. Part of the chiyav of kriyashma is saying that paragraph, shenemar lahagid baboker chastecha ve'emunascha balelos, to say the talk about the chesed of Hashem in the morning, that's the yatsiv v'nachon, and the emuna of Hashem at night, the emuna kolzos, saying that. So one has to say that every day. We quote it in a parsha shir and elsewhere a number of times also. There's a beautiful thought in the Otzar Atilus, thought of one of them approaching the bottom of the Otzar Atilus, and he quotes that the girl liked this vart, that there's 15 words in yatsiv v'nachon, there are 15 psukim in Shema and V'hayim Shemoa. Every word parallels a different pasuk. Shema is parallel to Emes. V'yahavta is parallel to V'yatziv. And he goes through each one. Each one is parallel. The first one is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's parallel to Emes. Chosama Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu is Emes. Right? He goes through each of the psukim and each of the words, and the gra, he says, like that vart. The gra kill say. As we mentioned, it's in the bottom of the Otsar Tfilas on Kriya Shema, related to V'yatziv Enachon. V'yamar Abba Barachin Nesav Eshmei Derav. Hamas Falakshu Korei Kuhurei Babarach. When we bow down at the various places where we're supposed to in Shmona Esrei, we bow by Baruch, Ukshu Zokev Zokev Hashem. And when we say Shem Hashem, we're already standing straight. Amr Shmuel, my time of the Rav. Where does Rav get this from? Dechsiv Hashem Zokev Kefufim. When we say Hashem, we're Zokev. We're standing up to show that Hashem stands us up. Meisveh, but doesn't the Gemara Pasuk say, Mipnei Shmi Nichasu, because of my name, bend down. Bend down. So the Gemara says, no, miksiv bishmi, mipneish miksiv, in front of my name, because you stand up, you bend down before you say the shame, but then when you say the shame, then you are already standing up. Amalei Shmuel l'chiyah barav, bar oryin, tovei malacha milsam, one thing I wanted to mention, I forgot to mention it 2 minutes ago, there's a discussion by other mistakes in brachos. What happens? It comes up. This comes up. That's what the Chashuk Eichem discusses. Sheva brachas. Two types of mistakes. First of all, sometimes people go out of order. Somebody goes up there, they get the wrong card. Right? They start saying sosta sis instead of samech tasamach. That's one shaila. Is there anything? But other times, sometimes you have a different, you're talking about chasim is a ricker. What if you say the right bracha? At the end of sosta sis is a galak arab. And then sometimes we say, Mesveh Chasan Imakala, Mesveh Chasan Vikala. There's different endings. So that the person messes up. If you say, Hakolich Ochar Chisum, does that apply? Does that apply to these brachas? It discusses different brachas. If you say, Mesveh Chasan, Mesveh Tzion Bivaneha on the wrong one, Anyway, the big discussion. Well, Maisa, and those are the what we call the Cholin Shilas. Got to have the answer right away. Can't say, okay, I'll think about it. No, everybody's there. The person messed up. The Masada Kedusha's got to know what to do on the spot. Right? It's like the Psul in the Sefer Torah. There's certain types of Shilas. You know, you can't go home and look up. Gotta be on the spot. You gotta know it. So those are the types. If they went out of order, but that's the chasima was incorrect. Again, that's an important discussion. Okay, back to the second to last line. Amar le Shmuel lechiyah barav bar uryin. Shmuel says lechiyah barav bar uryin. Studious one or learned one. Tava emelecha milsa ma'al yasad amar avuch. Let me tell you something that your father Rav said. Hachi amar avuch. This is what he said. Kishu korea, korea babarak, kishu zokev, zokev b'shem. As we just saw, when he bends down, you bend down by barak. When you are up, you stand up by the name. Rav Sheshes, ki kara, kara kechizra. When Rav Sheshes used to bow down, he used to bow down like a stick. A stick, if you wave a stick, it goes down very quickly. So he used to bow down like, go down like a stick. Kikaz, and also, a stick goes down without bending knees. It's straight. Kikaz Zakif, when he went back up, Zakif Kichivya, he went up like a snake. Went up slowly and went up that he bent the knees and went up. Interesting, Tosfos HaRashi. Tosfos HaRashi says here, he relates it to the Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama. Tosfos HaRashi says, the Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Tes Zayin says that the Gemara says, let me just find the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shidro shal adam ma'achar shivim shana na'ase nachash. The spine of a person after 70 years becomes like a nachash. V'hu delo kara b'modim. If it's a person who never bowed down in modim, I guess who never, and the symbolism of what that is, you know about that in modim, that his spine is going to turn into a snake. It says the Tosfos HaRashi on our Gemara, mida k'neged mida. You're supposed to bow down and go up like a snake. So if somebody didn't do that, so then mida k'neged mida, their spine is going to turn into a snake. Good. What? Why only modim? Right. That's I'm not sure. Why? But the other times we're supposed to make a bow down. I know modim maybe is the significance of modim, more than the other brachas, more than the other two or three times that we bow down. And I'm not sure exactly sure why. Tosfos there in Maseches Baba Kama also discusses this, and he says there he quotes a medrash. The Yesh Befarshim says Tosfos in Baba Kama Tezayin. First Tosfos quotes like our Tosfos HaRashi quotes right here, and then he says the Yesh Befarshim Mishum Damrina B'Medrash. Wow, there's a medrash. Sheyesh Etzem B'Shidro Shel Adam Shemimenu Notzar La'asil Avo. There is a bone in the spine of a person that's where Tchias HaMesav is going to come from. Elsewhere it's called the Luz bone, or the there's another name, the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Malva Malka has another name for it. I forgot what it's to look it up again. Another name, not the Luz bone. Another I think he quotes a different name. Anyway, but either way, va'osa etzem chazak v'kasha. It's a very strong bone. She'ein ha'ish yecholu sarfo. Va'hashtak she'oso etzem na'ase nachash eino chay la'asilavo. Wow. And that nachash, he said that the Mefarshim explained why dafka is that bone in the back of the neck, why is that going to, this base is going to come from there? Because that, and why? Because we know, we have Mesorah that bone is nourished from Malava Malka. And therefore, that is the only part of the person that was not nourished from the Eitz HaDa'as. All the rest of the body, when Adam ate from the Eitz HaDa'as, so it nourished all his whole body. But that bone only gets nourished from Malava Malka, which was after Shabbos. It didn't get nourished from the Eitz HaDa'as. That's what Tchias HaMesav is coming from, that bone. That's Tosfos here in Baba Kama Tezayin. Then Tosfos says, the Ein Svara Lomar, Shiyehe Onesh Godo Kokach, Bishvil Avon Zeh, the Hokol Yisrael, Yishlam Chiro, Golam Haba. Can imagine, it doesn't matter that by Modim, he doesn't get Tchias HaMesav, Golam Haba. Tosfos just quotes that medrash and Sarach Iyan. There must be something more behind that medrash than just losing your Olam Haba for not bowing down in Modim. Okay, continuing from the same person. That's why this is here. V'yamar Rav Bar Chinana, Saba Mishpeh the Rav, Kol Hashana Kula Adam Mispalo Hakel HaKadosh, Melech Ohev Stako Mishpat. The whole year we end up saying the end of those brachas respectively. Chutz Mi'asar Yom Mishpeh Rosh Hashanah V'yam Kippurim. Except for the Aser Simei Tshuva. Shemispalo Hamelach Hakadosh Hamelach Hamishpat. We change it. Reb Elazar Omer Afil Omer Hakel Hakadosh Yatsa. Reb Elazar says that no, even if you said Hakel Hakadosh, you're Yosef B'Di'eved. Shenemar Vayigba Hashem Svaos B'Mishpat for Hakel Hakadosh Nikdash B'Tzaka. Emasa Vayigba Hashem Svakos B'Mishpat. When is Hashem exalted in judgment? Elo Asar Yamim Shemirosh Hashanah V'Yamim Kippurim. The Kamar and the pasuk says Hakel Hakadosh. So b'di'eved, Rav Loza says, it's okay. My havi Allah, what do we paskin? Amar Rav Yosef, Akela Kadosh, Umelach Ohev Stako Mishpat, Rabba Amar, Hamelach HaKadosh, Hamelach HaMishpat, that's what we say in Aser Tzvi Tshuva, that is what we say. What about b'di'eved? What about b'di'eved? So Tosfos here says, you have to repeat for both. That's what Tosfos says here. You have to repeat for both. Machzirin oso. And Tosfos here even says, you have to repeat for Zachreinu, and Michamocha. Bechulu to call him Mishana Mimebe Shetovu Chachavim Eini Yosi Dechovaso. Tosis his first day. He's got to repeat for everything, and that's what Rabbeinu Yehuda, one of the Gaonim, say. Fine. The end of Tosis, Rabbeinu Chananel, we're never machzir for anything that's not in Shas. Ein machzir nosa mikol nosa nadvarim shlo pasuk b'sefer b'feirish. So that's why you don't have to go back for Zachreinu Michamocha. All of those. What about for Hamelach Hamishpat? So that's a machlokas Rishonim. That is in Shas. All the other Hosafas are not in Shas anywhere. That's why it's a big discussion. How could we ever even add it? You're not supposed to add anything into the first three and the last three. Now we're going to have Tosfos and the Rush quote later on the Lamed Dalet. Tosfos discusses whether even allowed to add in. But we paskin that you're not Choser Bo. But what about Hamelach HaMishpat? That's a Machlokas. Machlokas, we've shown him. And it ends up being, why is it a Machlokas? Because there you mention Machlos anyway. Melech, Oiv Stako Mishpat. That's why even though it's mentioned in Shas, it might be okay with the Eved, and that is Machlokas, ends up being a Machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says you have to repeat it for Hamelach HaMishpat. And the Ramah, the Minhag of Ashkenazim, is not to repeat it. There is, just to mention, there's a lot of lundus to this Deya, but just to mention the Deya, and the Achronim discuss it. In the Chai Adam, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Chai Adam quotes from Rabbi Avli Pasvaler, Din Mechudash, that if you forget Hamelach HaKadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to repeat. Just like if you forget Yalav Yavo on the night of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat. Because we're not Mekadesh HaKadosh Balayla. We don't pass in that way. We pass in, they have to repeat it, the first night of Rosh Hashanah! But anyway, that's a day in the Chai Adam, and all the later Achronim, after the Chai Adam quotes, like, what's the difference between the first night of Rosh Hashanah? Is it not Rosh Hashanah yet? Is it like Rosh Chodesh? Good. We continue. If anybody could ask Rachmanis for their friend and they don't, they're called a sinner. Shenemar gam anochi chalilali mechatol Hashem mechatol lehispalo ba'atchem. Chas v'shalom, I shouldn't daven for you. If he's a Talmud Chacham, so she yechlas ba'olav. I have to try to make myself sick in order to make the Talmud to feel for the Talmud Chacham. My time up, because we're all the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva here. We don't have time to go through it. It's Kuf Samach Vav. He says, all of Jews, we're like Guf Echad. Therefore, if part of us are sick, we have to try to feel it and relate to it. My time up. Ilei Mamishim Dechziv Ve'ein Chola Mikem Alai V'gole Es Azni. Is it based on that pasuk that you have for a Talmud Chacham? You have to make yourself sick. Dama Melech Shaini, that's talking about a king. Not talking about a Talmud Chacham. El Me'achav Ani Bechal Osam Luvushi. That's not talking about a melech, and therefore you know from that pasuk that you have to be make yourself sick in order to feel for the next person. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Reish Tezvav that whenever we say amen to a misha beirach, we have to have kavana. That's the mitzvah daraisa of yafel rechal kamocha. So I have to have amen for a misha beirach for a chola. To have kavana. The Aruch HaShulchan says that's part of this. We have to shor sheyechlatz b'olav. We have to feel bad that a person is not feeling well. So we don't have time to go through it. There's a beautiful Rishima Shiurim on this, that all the Rishonim agree that Tefillah Beis Sara is a Daraisa. Ramban, everybody agrees. When somebody is sick, even my friend, it's a Sara. And therefore I have a Chiv Daraisa to daven for them. Anybody does an Avera and is Mizbayish and is embarrassed by it. That's part of the Tshuva process. He has Mechilas Avonos. Shenemar l'man tizkeri vavosht v'lo yelach od pischon peh mepnei kli maseich. If you have the busha, if I feel embarrassed, bekafri lach achol asher asis nu'um Hashem Elokim. Right, busha leads to that's part of the feeling of tshuva. Dilma tzibur shiny. Aye, maybe there. There's a difference. If the tzibur feels busha, who says the same rules apply to a yachid? Elamayacha. No, here. By Yomer Shmuel Asho, when Shmuel was brought up from the dead by the witch of Ein Dor, by Shaul. By Yomer Shmuel Asho, Lomir Gaztanu Halosasi. Why do you bring me up? Yomar Shol, Sar li ma'od, uplushim l'chamim bi, ve'elokim sar mi alai. Shol says, no, you gotta help me out here, that nobody's listening to me, I don't know what to do. V'lo aneini od gam bi'ad ha'nevi'im gam b'chalomos ve'ekrena l'chol odi'eini ma'aseh. I don't know what to do. Shol says, I tried everything. That's why I had to do this, even though it was an Avera. V'lo ur metumim mo'kamar. It didn't say that he tried to check the ur metumim. Why? Because, mishum tekali, the novir ha'kohanim. He massacred the whole city of Kohanim. So there was nobody to ask the ur metumim to. So that's why he didn't ask. So he said that terrible Avera. And he was all embarrassed. Uminayin da'achilu le'min Shemaya. How do you know that he had mechila? Shene'amar. U'machar. Shmuel says, ata uvanecha imi. Shmuel says to Shaul, you and your kids are going to be with me tomorrow. Meaning, they're going to get killed in battle. But on a deeper level, what does it mean you're going to be with me? V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, imi b'mechitza si. You're going to be with my mechitza, you're going to be in Olam Haba. V'rabbanan amar mehacha, Rabbanan say also from here, v'okanum l'ashem b'giv'at sha'ul b'chir Hashem. Yotza baskal v'yamar b'chir Hashem, they were going to be hanged, but he was still a b'chir Hashem. He was going to be punished, but then still b'chir Hashem. Amar b'yavo bar med ben zudrasi amar v'yuda bar zavida. B'kshu l'kvo parshas balak b'kriyashma. They were originally deciding maybe to be Koveya Parshas Balak in Kriyashma. Not a long Kriyashma would be if we had to say old Berchas Parshas Balak. So they weren't Koveya it. My time, why did they want to be Koveya it? What's so special about it? Because he talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Lema Parshas Ribis. U Parshas Mishkolos Dechsev Ben Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in many Parshas in the Torah. Why Dafka that one? El Amr of Yossi Bar Avin Mishi Dechsev Ba Haikra. Kara Shachav Kari U Kalavi Miiki Manu. That beautiful Pasuk. Right? Who can lift up Am Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Velema Ipsuk Velo Sulo. So what's the big deal? Just say that Pasuk. It's not such a tircha de tzibura. So Gemara answers, no, Gemiri, call Parsha to paske Moshe Rabbeinu paskinan, to lo paske Moshe Rabbeinu lo paskinan. We have a Misora, you can't break up Parshas. If there's a takana to say a section, a Parsha of the Torah, you gotta say the whole Parsha. We also have the principle of called psuke to lo paske Moshe, saying half psuke. Maybe we'll start with that as of tomorrow. What about the Alkein Berach? What about the Vayom Hashishi? Many times we say half Zos HaTorah, the second half of that is a half a pasuk. So what about that? But here we're talking about the Parsha. Parshas, so that's why we weren't Koveya Parshas Balak. Parshas Tzitzis, but in Makavua. So what about Parshas Tzitzis? What about Parshas Tzitzis? Why do we choose that one? We choose that one because of the last pasuk. Asher Tzitzis Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. So, but why do we choose that one out of all the others? Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva, b'pnei sheyesh ba chamisha or shisha dvarim. Because of all the other elements. Mitzvah Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, all mitzvos, das minim, hira vera, hira vodazara. All of those. So Bishla Hanitlas Mefarshan. Three of these are explicit. Ol mitzvos dichsiv, or isamos, so is a chayim, v'chol mitzvah l'ashem. Tzitzis remind us of all the mitzvahs. Tzitzis dichsiv, yasulam tzitzis, v'chulu. Yitzias Mitzrayim dichsiv, asher tzitzis, v'chulu. So those three are explicit. Ela, das minim, hira, aveir, aveir, avadazar, minalan. How about these three? Dichsiv, detanya, achre levavchem, zuminus. That's following heresy. V'chino omer, omer navobli bo, ein Elohim. Achrei neichem or Elokim. Achrei neichem zeh ravera. Shneamar vayomer Shimshon aviv osa kachli kihi yashra beinai. So you see eyes. Shimshon followed his eyes. That's nus. Atem zonim zeh ravodazara. V'chedo amir vayiznu achrei habaalem. These six things. By the way, this is one of the six mitzvos tmidios mentioned right here. Right, we know six mitzvos: believing in Hashem, not believing in other gods. Yichud Hashem, the uniqueness of God. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. That's mitzvah number six. Mitzvah Tmidios, the first Bir Alach and Siman Aleph, quotes the Sefer HaChinuch, that mentions these six mitzvahs Tmidios, including Los Asuru Acharei Levavchem. Okay, a lot more, but we'll stop here. Actually, we'll start with Yisias Mitzrayim tomorrow from the Haggadah. We get into the next parak. Why are only three called Avram and Avraham, Yaakov and Yisrael? Again, every daf in Maseches Brachas is jam-packed. We try to fit it in. Again, today's shiur, we thank the sponsors, the Orlinsky family, Lezecha Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchak, Orlinsky.